It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Wednesday, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, little born on this day today, a happy birthday. Unfortunately, lost him back in 1988. But Texan music royalty, born on this date in 1936, the great Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison, singer-songwriter and native of Wink, Texas. Had his biggest breakout song in 1964, of course, with Pretty Woman. But he grew up in Texas and began with some country roots. With a little edge of rockabilly mixed in right there. In fact, started up his Western band in high school until he was signed by the famous Sun Records out of Memphis. Later on, his career would go through the Traveling Wilburys with others such noted like Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, and the like, Tom Petty. And also had a couple of hits with them, but we lost him back in December of 1988. And while Roy is primarily known for his rock and roll hits in the early years of rock and roll, it was definitely influenced very much by the country music scene that out in Wink, Texas is still strong to this day. In fact, his first band, the Wink Westerners, was formed when he was a teenager, and of course they would play, like, you know, the two things that needed something to be played in Wink. But they traveled all over West Texas to get gigs, and then would later transition to rock and roll and change that same band into the Teen Kings. But Roy always had a connection with country music. In fact, he built his home there in Nashville and recorded in the Music City as well. So, as he was signed to Sun Records in 1956, he released his first ever hit, Oobie Doobie, which was meant to sound like, and did, Elvis. And it kind of worked, but it did take until 1960. And it was his one of only two times ever appearing on the country music song chart. Now, one would happen later on in his career, with a collaboration of Emmylou Harris on a song that is called That Lovin' You Feeling Again, which is like a 5-minute song. But it was early in his success, and it was the one that put him on the map, that put him on every single chart simultaneously. And that would be Only the Lonely.
Aww.
Reached number one, but not for him, for Sonny James in 1969. But when he came out with it in 1960, it hit number two on the pop chart. It hit number 14 on the R&B chart. And it hit number five on the country charts. So that, the Emmylou Harris song, and Pretty Paper, which he also sang first before Willie, formed his connection there with country music. Wink, Texas native, born on this date. By the way, he wore the shades not because he had a problem with the seeing. It's just he was super, super shy. Only the